Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashantrilayam, giving you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, all the devotees are silently lined up to have a close glimpse of our dearest Lord and seek His blessings and grace. And it's now time for us to get back to the evening session of today's Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to the first segment of this evening session of the Thursday Live, the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In the last few classes, we have been learning how to chant the Mantra Pushpam, line by line. Today, we will be learning the meanings of this sacred mantra, the Mantra Pushpam. But before we go into the meaning as such, we shall now revise the entire Mantra Pushpam, chanting together. As usual, we shall start with the Omkaram and the Ganapati Prarthana. After the entire mantram is chanted, we shall dwell deeper into the meaning of this sacred mantra.
गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपवश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्रयवतो गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ योपां पुष्पं वेदा पुष्पवान् प्रजावान् पशुवान् भवति चन्द्रमा वा अपां पुष्पम् पुष्पवान् प्रजावान् पशुवान् भवति य एवं वेदा योपामायतनं वेदा आयतनवान् भवति अग्निर्वा अपामायतनम् आयतनवान् भवति यो अग्नेरायतनं वेदा आयतनवान् भवति आपो वा अग्नेरायतनम् आयतनवान् भवति य एवं वेदा योपामायतनं वेदा आयतनवान् भवति वायुर्वापामायतनम् आयतनवान् भवति यो वायोरायतनं वेदा आयतनवान् भवति आपो वै वायोरायतनम् आयतनवान् भवति य एवं वेदा योपामायतनं वेदा आयतनवान् भवति असौ वै तपन्नपामायतनम् आयतनवान् भवति यो मुष्यतपत आयतनं वेदा आयतनवान् भवति आपो वा अमुष्यतपत आयतनम् आयतनवान् भवति य एवं वेदा योपामायतनं वेदा आयतनवान् भवति चन्द्रमा वा अपामायतनम् आयतनवान् भवति यश्चन्द्रमस आयतनं वेदा आयतनवान् भवति आपो वै चन्द्रमस आयतनम् आयतनवान् भवति य एवं वेदा योपामायतनं वेदा ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి నక్షత్రాణి వా అపామాయతనం ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి యో నక్షత్రాణామాయతనం వేద ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి ఆపో వై నక్షత్రాణామాయతనం ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి య ఏవం వేద యోపామాయతనం వేద ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి పర్జన్యో వాపామాయతనం ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి యః పర్జన్యస్యాయతనం వేద ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి ఆపో వై పర్జన్యస్యాయతనం ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి య ఏవం వేద యోపామాయతనం వేద ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి సంవత్సరో వా అపామాయతనం ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి యః సంవత్సరస్యాయతనం వేద ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి ఆపో వై సంవత్సరస్యాయతనం ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి య ఏవం వేద యోప్సునావం ప్రతిష్ఠితాం వేద ప్రత్యేవ తిష్ఠతి రాజాధిరాజాయ ప్రసయ్య సాహినే నమో వయం వై శ్రవణాయ కుర్మహే సమే కామాన్ కామకామాయ మహ్యం కామేశ్వరో వై శ్రవణో దదాతు కుబేరాయ వై శ్రవణాయ మహారాజాయ నమః.
లెట్ us now analyze the meaning of మంత్రపుష్పం, which is from the Taittiriya Aranyakam. All of us recite this particular mantra, but today we will go a step further in understanding the meaning and the related aspects of this mantra, which will help us to have a complete understanding, a deeper understanding about this mantra. This will reveal us the greatest truths which are hidden in this sacred mantra, the Mantra Pushpam. యోపాం పుష్పం వేద పుష్పవాన్ ప్రజావాన్ పశుమాన్ భవతి చంద్రమా వా అపాం పుష్పం పుష్పవాన్ ప్రజావాన్ పశుమాన్ భవతి య ఏవం వేద యోపామాయతనం వేద ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి. He who knows the flower of the waters, he becomes endowed with the flower, people and animals. Moon is the flower of the waters. He who knows this becomes endowed with the flower, progeny and animals. He who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. Such simple words: flower, moon and waters. But what is the inner significance of these simple chants? Here a promise is also made that if you understand what these words mean, you will get all the prosperity of the earth, a good family and all the animals you require. In those days, progeny and animals were considered as highly valuable, and these things include a lot of wealth too, and their accompaniments. Superficially, the meaning seems to be, a flower comes out of water. It is natural. A lotus can bloom in the waters. So, what is so great in that? Let us give it a thought. Moon is a flower of waters. How can that be? It sounds How can that be? But nevertheless, it is a mantra which has some efficacy. So let us believe that also. We must also know the support of waters, ocean, river, or a lake. What do these words actually mean? Why did the sages say so? Let us try to think little deeper. Or did the sages, because of their love for nature, they presented their hymns mixing up all the objects of nature? No. Their wisdom is far beyond the reach of ordinary minds. Now let us try to decode the hymns and understand the true meanings hidden in them. For this, let us get acquainted with the basic truth proclaimed by the Vedas and the Upanishads. What is the world? As Swami says, a collection of tiny perceptions gathered by the mind through the medium of the senses, and the collected data is stored within it as colored by its own ideas and beliefs. Mano Moolam Idam Jagat. The entire world is pervaded by the mind. The world is different for different minds, though all believe that they live in a fixed, solid world in fixed time and space. Now, what are perceptions? Perceptions are some information about the outside brought to our minds by the senses. We know that the senses are five. If senses are more than five or less than five, the information will vary. If any sense is malfunctioning, the information will vary. If the mind which collects the sense data is colored by desires, hatred, false beliefs, etc., the information will vary. As Swami says so beautifully, if you put on a red glass, then the entire world will be envisioned by your eyes as red. As the color of the glass, so is the vision. So if the hardware of the brain, which processes the data, is malfunctioning, the info will also vary. Anyhow, the undeniable fact is that the world we perceive is just sensations received by the mind without any break. The mind is a constant flow of thoughts. And then, what is a perceiving process? A perception of any object in the world is made up of three units: perceiver, perceived, and the perceiving process. Even if one of them is missing, perception is not possible. This perception can be broadly named as an experience undergone by an experiencer. What is the meaning of the word apaha? Apa means water. Usually it refers to the flow of experiences in the scriptures. Experience alone forms the basis of all the knowledge we have of the world. Like waves after waves rising in the ocean without a break, experiences pop up in our lives one after the other without a break. This continuum of experiences alone is a life lived by us from birth to death of the body. Every person is a mold of experiences. He is what his experiences are. Experiences can be of any object, from a ghost to a god, but valid for the experiencer alone, like a dream experience for the dreamer. So, the human being is just a collection of experiences. He is a heap of waters. His existence is based on these waters. And these waters, apa, will give rise to the lotus of knowledge, the pushpam, or the information about the world and about the higher self. He who knows the flower of the waters, he becomes endowed with the flower, progeny, and animals. says the first paragraph of the Mantra Pushpam. If you obtain the knowledge that the world is not a solid world in space and time, but a collection of information gathered by the mind, we have to remember that even the mind is a part of the information that enters our conscious being. You will become endowed with the flower, pushpam, progeny, praja, and animals, pashu. In this particular stanza, what is pushpam? The root sound push means nourishment or filling up. Pushpam means the flower which is fully blossomed, a well-nourished outcome of a plant. Pushpam in this mantra means informative knowledge. Then, what is praja or progeny? Praja means anything that is generated. Praja in this mantra means good vasanas. Vasana means an unfulfilled subtle seed of an experience which resides in the mind. A person who gains knowledge through experiences becomes endowed with the good vasanas which manifest as good experiences. Then comes the question, what is pashu or animal? Pashu, sarvam avisheshena pashyati, sees everything without any particularities. A person who knows the flower of the waters becomes endowed with the vision of seeing everything without particularities. He understands that he as the self or the Brahman alone is shining as the world bereft of differentiations. Chandrama, moon, is the flower of waters. Chandrama manaso jataha, it is said in the Purusha Suktam. What is Chandrama? Chandrama means that which shines. Chandrama means the moon. Chandrama in this particular mantra means the mind. Moon is of the nature of waxing and waning. Mind also is of the nature of waxing and waning. Mind oscillates from joy to sorrow as it wades through various experiences. Mind is the flower of the waters, namely the experiences. The storeroom for all the information of the world gathered through the senses is the mind. That's why Swami says mind is a bundle of thoughts. It does not reside in the heart or brain. It is not a visible organ, but just a process of collecting information. This mind process is different for different individuals. He who knows this becomes endowed with the flower, progeny, and animals. If we understand that the world is nothing but a network of perceived patterns experienced by countless perceivers, through which information gets generated and stored by a process called the mind, then you get the true understanding of the world, will develop good vasanas and the vision of Supreme as the Self. And then it goes on to tell, he who knows the support, ayatanam, of the waters, becomes endowed with the support. Now, what is ayatanam in this particular scenario? Yat, which means usually effort, is used in the mantra with the meaning of support, adhara. Experiences are waters. So what is the support of these experiences? On what stable ground does the river of experiences flow? Brahman alone is the support of these waters. Brahman is the principle of conscious understanding that forms the essence of every perceiver who experiences a vasana unfoldment. Without this essence of consciousness, nothing can be experienced by anybody. So pure awareness, pure consciousness, aham, Brahman, self, is the support of all waters. He who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. One who knows that Brahman or pure consciousness is the support of all experiences gets established in the Brahman state.
Yopam pushpam veda pushpavan prajavaan pashuvan bhavati chandramava apam pushpam pushpavan prajavaan pashuman bhavati ya evam veda yopam ayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati.
This completes the understanding of the first stanza, first part of this Mantra Pushpam. We shall now go to the second aspect.
Agnirva apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yo ogne rayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati apova agne rayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopa mayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati.
Fire is the support of waters. He becomes endowed with the support. He who knows the support of fire becomes endowed with the support. Water is the support of fire. He becomes endowed with the support who knows this. He who knows the support of waters becomes endowed with the support. Now in this aspect, what is Agni or fire? Agni means Angate urdhvam gacchati, that which moves up is Agni. Agni in this mantra means the perceiver or the jiva who as a vasana channel is forced to go through countless experiences. Life is a continuous stream of experiences. Each individual has different experiences that belong to him alone. These experiences alone make him an individual who lives a life. He superimposes all the information got from the outside world and creates an idea of I as himself, as himself. This I is a collection of all ideas he has about himself as a physical entity, bound by space and time. It is known as ahankara or ego and is an imagined entity created by his ignorant mind. And this I, which is based on the identity with the physical form, is built by the stacking of countless bricks of information got through experiences. This I is the fire, as Swami beautifully tells, you are not one but three. Why is it a fire? Because it burns, it blazes high, it suffers a lot. Experiences are the fuel which keeps the fire burning. Fire goes on consuming more and more experiences and suffers because of delusion. So, water is the support of fire. The life of a person in a physical form is based on the nature of the experiences that one has. The experiences are possible because of the existence of a perceiver, which is fire, who experiences or consumes the experience, which is the water. Unless a conscious perceiver is there, experiences cannot be had. Experiences are said to belong to the ego, the imagined I, the fire. So, waters are dependent on the perceiving consciousness which is deluded into the thinking that it is a physical body. Fire is the support of waters. If you understand the nature of the superimposed I, you will be established in the Brahman state. He becomes endowed with the support. He becomes endowed with the support who knows this. He becomes established in the state of realization. Pure. He who knows the support of fire becomes endowed with the support. Pure awareness, pure consciousness, Brahman, Atman, or Self is the support of all the waters. he who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. One who knows that Brahman, pure consciousness, is the support of all experiences, gets established in the Brahman state. He becomes one with the Brahman. So this concludes the second aspect.
Agnirva apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yo ogne rajatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati apova agne rajatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopa mayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati.
With this, it's now time for us to wind up this particular session. In the next class, we will continue learning the inner significance and the meaning of this sacred mantra, the Mantra Pushpam, from where we had left today. With this, we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. We shall now end with the Kshama Prarthana Mantra. And after this, Brother Bishu will take over the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Over to Brother Bishu after the Kshama Prarthana Mantra. Sai Ram and happy listening. Meet you next week.
Yadakshara padabhrashtam matra hiram tu yadbhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute visarga bindu matrani padaparaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasvasa ishvara aparara sahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya dasoyam miti mamatva kshamasvasa ishvara anyadha sharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha saishvara harihi om tat sat sri saishvararpanamastu om shanti shanti shanti.